It's called I Fucked Your Friend.
Exactly. Oh my God. I gotta hear about this song. Like, what made you come up with this song?
What? All right, so it's not what everybody thinks. Like, everybody thinks it's like, I just went and fucked his mans when I was with him. Like, that's not what happened. So basically this, it's actually the same person who Nasty is about. So like, all my songs are about him. Like, literally every single song is about him. Turn the lights out. Hey, yeah. Niggas ain't got no drip. Nah. All this damn ice, I'm frozen. Ice. I ain't never say no bitch. Never. No cape on, I'm awesome. Racks. I ain't had to buy this swag. Swag. MJ when I'm walking. Whoa. Niggas wanna do it like me. Me? Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing. Yes. Ooh. Wait. Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing. Ay. Ooh. Wait. Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
What up? It's your boy Iraq City. I'm here with my co-host
Chris Evans. Hi guys.
And we are the Money Trail. Nasty.
Yes.
She getting nasty. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we here with Deja Chanel
in a building.
That's what's up. So that song Nasty, that's what's fire.
Thank you.
Fire. So yeah. What inspired that record?
My ex, he basically did me nasty. I don't want to get into the specifics, but he just cheated on me.
Yeah.
So that was like, what was that? Like your first love or?
Nah.
How long were y'all together?
That was like my third love.
That was like your third love?
The third one is crazy.
But that was something serious. For you to write a song about it, that was something real. That's something serious, you know?
Yeah.
Nah. How long were you guys together though?
We were together for like half the year in 2021, and then we got back together last year. So we were together for like almost 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, I had some history for sure.
Yeah. Made some records together. So we had like crazy chemistry. We kind of like, we just had a different like spiritual connection. So it kind of just hit worse.
I feel that.
Because like when you don't expect something, it was worse. But I needed that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, something good came out of it, you know. Now you get a record like this, so I feel like a lot of people could relate to it because, I mean, I've myself have been some, you know.
Everybody been done nasty.
In a toxic or,
I, you know. I can't relate to it.
You can't relate? Nah. But you did the nasty.
How you know I did nasty?
You definitely did
nah,
the nasty. You did the nasty.
I had a female do me dirty before.
Okay.
But, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't that serious.
So you wouldn't say, oh, that shit you did was nasty facts. To her? Exactly.
Dottie.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, hey, yeah, that's a fact. So tell us a little bit more about you. Where you from?
I'm from Queens Village. I moved to Long Island when I was like 22, 23. I'm a college graduate.
So what's up?
Away to school for softball. I had a softball scholarship. So, yeah, I played. I was a catcher.
That's dope.
Yeah. I graduated with a communications degree. Mm. So after I graduated, I became like a teacher for a little while, and all the students like found my music and stuff. So I ended up just leaving teaching, and now I just do music full time.
Wait, so when you was a teacher, the kids found your music. What made you, you know what I'm saying? Because they found your music, that's what made you leave? Or?
So, all right, I didn't want to leave, but basically the teachers and the like the AP, they basically had a meeting with me, and they were like, oh, like the kids found your music and we feel like it's inappropriate for them to have that kind of, you know, like a view of you. And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I get it, but at the same time, I don't agree with it because they need somebody who they can like look up to and things they can relate to, you know? So it's like, if I'm making music and they like it, it's not really inappropriate, you know? Like, and then they're kind of looking at me as a role model. Like, I'm a college graduate and I'm making music. That's stuff that they can relate to and look up to. And it's like, I'm not telling them, you know, like, don't go to school. I'm not being like a bad influence. So I kind of disagree with that. So they didn't fire me, but they basically told me that they didn't want me at that school.
Wow.
So they were like, just you leave and find another school. So I just left altogether. Like, I just didn't go to another school after that because I felt hurt.
Did they help you, like, find the next school?
No, because at the time, I was, like, a substitute, so it was easy for me to, like, just find another school. But I was upset because the principal of that school was trying to give me my own music program in the school. So it was kind of like I was established there, you know, for the whole year. So it was kind of upsetting that I had to leave. So I was just like, you know what? Maybe this is just a sign for me that I don't need to be doing this right now. Like,
oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
You definitely got a story. That's crazy.
I feel like they overstepped a bit. Yeah. I mean, I understand it, but I feel like two things can be true at one time, you know?
Right.
Yeah. You can be an artist and an educator. I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah. But, so, I want to get into your catalog of music, right?
Okay.
So, I was listening to a couple things, and, like, there's one song that caught my attention. I'm pretty sure you know what that is.
Yep.
What's the name of the song?
It's called I Fucked Your Friend.
Exactly. Oh my God. I gotta hear about this song. Like, what made you come up with this song?
Wait. All right, so it's not what everybody thinks. Like, everybody thinks it's like, I just went and fucked his mans when I was with him. Like, that's not what happened. So basically it's actually the same person who Nasty is about. So like, all my songs are about him. Like, what? Literally every single song is about him.
What?
Text Me Your Ex, Roses, Nasty, every song is about the same person. So I Fucked Your Friend, basically, like, when me and him met, we liked each other, like, instantly. It was like an instant connection between us, but then we found out that, like, we fucked each other's friends already, like, before we even met. So I had fucked his friend, but we was fucking with each other, and then he had fucked my friend before too. So he was kind of like, all right, we're even. Like, that's how the whole relationship started.
Wait a minute, hold on. So how did this come about with y'all finding this information out about each other?
Because our friends felt a way that me and him was hanging out. So like, well, she told me, and then I knew, well, I eventually found out that was his mans, the guy who like I used to talk to. So I ended up just being honest, and I asked him about my friend, and he was like, nah, we never like fucked with each other, but like I fucked her before. So it was just like a a conversation that needed to be had before me and him fucked with each other.
I don't know. You know what? No. Hold on. Listen, hear me out, y'all. I don't feel that's a conversation that need to be brought up. Let me tell you why. Because when I'm dating a woman, I don't care about your past.
But it's your friend. So it's now if I'm around you and your friend, now I'm like, oh shit, I fucked him. I'm not gonna tell you. You don't. What if he tell you?
He's supposed to tell me.
But this is what I'm saying. How does that look? If me and you are locked in now, and now your man's is coming to you like, yo, you know I fucked your bitch. You're gonna look at me like I'm crazy.
But this should have came to me from the beginning. My man should have told me from the beginning.
No, because he didn't know. He didn't know that we were speaking. You hear me?
He didn't know. Okay.
Like the friend didn't know. So I took it upon myself to tell him because I'm like, your friend, what if I never see you? Then like down the line, 2 months down the line, me and you was locked in. Now we run into your friend and he's like, yo, you know I fucked her, right? That's crazy.
Let me ask you a question, right? It's a question that I always want to ask a woman, right? Mm-hmm. Do you believe a man should ask your body count, what your body count is?
We're not 17. Like, I don't feel like the body count thing. No.
Right. So you don't think something like that plays a part in it?
It's different because it's situational. Like, that's like, it's not like it's a random man where I'm like, oh, like, you know, I used to deal with that man right there. Mm-hmm. But like, that's your friend. That's different because it's like, if we're all around each other in the same setting, I feel like something needs to be said. And vice versa, because I don't want no, like, you, let's say my man's right here and he dealt with you. Like, mm-hmm. I would want to know that. You know what I'm saying? Course. It's just like, that's just me, though. I think it's personal. However you feel about it.
Yeah, you're right. I definitely agree with you. But like I said, if I was put in that situation, I would expect my friend to come and tell me.
Over your lady?
Let me tell you why. Because, first of all, me and my friend, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, as far as a relationship, have a loyalty towards each other. But that's that's my boy. Like, that's my homeboy. We supposed to have a real strong loyalty towards each other, right? So if I bring a female around, and this is just all I know, because I've been in these situations before. If I brought a female around, and my best friend been with this girl that I brought around, he need to pull me to the side like, yo, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I already had that.
No, I get that.
You feel me?
I have a whole
that's conversation.
Yeah. Yo, no, that's how it's meant.
By the way.
Yo, bro. He was like, yo, bro, you trying to wife it? Yo, I already had that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what a real friend is supposed to do.
No, I get that.
You feel me?
I don't know. I just clipped all that before that even happened. Because then it's like, at least you heard it from me. And you could do whatever you want with that information. I had a friend who actually was in that situation. And me and her disagreed. Because she was in the same situation as me. She had fucked the guy who she was dealing with, friend. But she didn't tell him. And he ended up finding out 3-4 months later after they was already fucking with each other. And he stopped fucking with her. Because he found out through the friend. He's like, why you never told me? You know that was my friend. Like,
makes sense.
So like, I disagree with her because I'm like, bro, I was in the same situation and he still fucks with me because I kept it a buck with him. You
that's
know
a
mean?
Fact. That's a fact.
So I don't know. I feel like it could work differently for everybody. You don't owe anybody anything at the end of the day, but it's still like, that's just my way of going about things.
But
like,
but you know what's so crazy? If my ex came to me and told me like, yo, babe, I got something to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I slept with your friend, right? Let's say my ex told me that.
How would that level go?
I'm going to feel some type of way with my friend because I'm like, nigga, my girl told me, but why you didn't tell me, my nigga? So either way, it's going to be some type of situation. You know what I'm saying? If he told me, I'm going to be mad at my girl. If my girl told me, I'm going to be mad at my friend. Yeah. So it's like there's no win-win with that type of situation.
Yeah, I guess
so. So when that happens...
At the end of the day, you got to sleep with your girl, though. Not what your means.
When... That's crazy. Some niggas that do that. But yo, listen, pause.
Yo.
But well, yeah, you just messed me up. You just took me off track. But yo,
it's a tough situation.
How did that situation when it was told? Was he upset?
Welcome back to the Money Trail Podcast. This episode is sponsored by Ramez Studios. If you're looking for a recording studio, a podcast studio,
photo and video studio, and event space, this is the studio you need to come to.
Book Ramez for your next creative project.
Upset?
Oh, he said we're even. That was his response.
That was exactly.
And I said in the song, he said, I fucked your friend, you fucked my friend, now we're even.
This nigga from Harlem.
He literally said that.
He from Harlem?
He's not from Harlem.
Where he from?
He's from Long Island.
He's from Long Island?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah, he's just a nonchalant person.
This nigga don't even care.
Yeah,
he didn't care.
So I want to get on another song that you did that caught my interest. I text your friend.
Text from your ex?
Text from your ex. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's about him too. Yeah, I was in the studio. You want to know the context?
Yeah.
I was in the studio. Shout out Web. Takeover Republic. I was in his studio. And I was with him, my ex. And then he left his phone unlocked in the booth. Rookie move. And I picked it up like the innocent person I am. And I just swiped up real quick. I just wanted a preview of the text. And it was his ex at the top, the first one. And it was on Do Not Disturb. And it was just like, it said something like, oh, I'm glad you're in a better space. Like, you know, just regular conversation, mm-hmm. like as if they was catching up. But it was, that was the inspo for the song. It's like, I just wish I'd never seen that, because that kind of started insecurities in the relationship. Like,
but it was nothing that you saw as far as him cheating.
Nah, but clearly he cheated on me after that. So, yeah, so it led to that. But it's like, my thing was, if you're hiding it, it's on Do Not Disturb, that means you know you're doing something wrong.
Facts.
So it's just like, for me, that I just wish I had never seen that, because it was like, I could have went my whole life without seeing that. That ass. Like, if I had never seen that, I would have never knew, and I would have never felt like I had to look over my shoulder, you know? Like,
did you tell him at the same time?
I didn't. I waited like a month to tell him, because I tried to like get over it, because at the end of the day, wow. the context wasn't like, nah, listen to me. At that time, like, we, because remember I told you we got back together. Mm-hmm. Like, we weren't together for a whole year and some change in between. So we had just got back together. So I was trying to give him, like, grace. Like, okay, maybe you still talking to, you know, like, people, and you just, like, feel like you shouldn't be doing it. So it kept bothering me. So I ended up telling him, like, a month later.
You waited a whole, you held that in for a month.
Yeah, because I tried to get past, like, I'm pretty good at that, I'm not gonna lie. Like, if things, I try to like think things through before reacting.
Mm-hmm.
So at first it really wasn't bothering me, but then I think the reason I told him was because I seen him either text her again, or he had followed or unfollowed her on Instagram, one of the two, I don't remember. But for me it was like, all right, now I'm gonna say something, because it's mm-hmm. like, it's just giving, y'all got something going on, or you just now ended it, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yo, that's one thing I'm going to say about y'all women, right?
We're the FBI?
No. That too. But no, woman, yo, y'all are very strong when it comes to situations like that. Even with a man, you know, being disloyal, a man cheating, it's crazy that y'all can handle situations like that, because if a man was in a situation like that,
he's leaving.
I couldn't handle that. I can't handle that shit. Like, yo, imagine me seeing something in your phone. There's no way I'm holding that shit in for a month. I'm like, bitch.
See, but then y'all expect us to be like, what? It wasn't even like that. Like, yo. It was just this. But we do the smallest thing, and they're ready to leave.
Yeah,
that's a fact. So as soon as I see something in your phone, I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Like, huh?
Bitch, what's this? We can't hold no shit like that in.
Yeah, y'all not built like that.
We ain't built for like that. What? We ain't built to get cheated on, son.
No, you're not.
Like, yo, we will die.
Heartbreak? Oh God. Like, y'all can't get your heartbreak.
Nah, heartbreak? Nah. You break a man's heart, man.
But well, why y'all do that?
Why we do what?
Why y'all be doing that?
Because it's totally different how we cheat.
It's totally different.
No. Let me tell you why. When we cheat, there's no feelings involved. There's no feelings involved. We look at women as objects. If we cheat on you. No. Listen. No. Pause. Let me stop saying that. No.
I can't save you for that.
No. I didn't mean that. That's not what I'm trying to say. No.
He meant that.
Guys, audience, like, I did not mean that. We do not look at women as objects.
How are you going to say that in every case?
When we cheat, if a man cheats, right? A man has no feelings involved when he cheats.
Yeah.
It's not cap. We don't have no feelings involved. You know what I'm saying? We see a pretty face, we see a fat ass, and we go for it.
Right, so you have feelings and after you cheat.
No, we go for it. We'll sleep with that woman, but we still know who we love, and we still know who we gonna go back home to.
Yeah.
So it's totally different. Now, when a woman cheat, y'all have a choice. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta understand, y'all got men coming at y'all every day. Y'all get hollered at every day, right? Everywhere you go outside, a man is going to try to talk to you. So for you to sit here and give that one man a chance and have a conversation with him, talk to him on the phone, text him, that means there's something. You know what I'm saying? Because you got men in your face every day. And that one man that you give a chance, yo, there's something. There's some type of feeling. There's some type of attraction. There's something there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what make it worse when y'all cheat. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
No, you say, here we go. Sorry, I'm speaking real. I'm speaking real shit.
I think I need a shot after that one.
Yo, y'all.
I think I do.
Yo, yo.
No, babe. I'm just recording here.
Yeah.
You heard that a million.
It's I heard the, that a million times.
Yo, bro. I could sit here and cheat on my woman, and I'd be like, yo, I'm not leaving my woman. I'm going home to my woman. I love my woman. This the. I love her.
That makes it all right.
It doesn't make it all right.
That's nasty.
Child.
It is nasty. That's nasty. Why I love your song.
Adult.
Because it's nasty.
I need one.
Yo, Chris, don't do that to me.
I'm doing it, man.
Like, huh?
I don't know.
Who is this guy?
While I do understand some aspects of it.
Yo.
Right, that's my co-host, girl.
Like, what?
While I do understand some aspects of what you're saying, ultimately, it's like, you got to be realistic. Like, nobody wants to be cheated on.
That's facts.
And
nobody.
About face
thorn. They're
going to
leave
that.
You.
I don't cheat.
At some
so
point,
I don't,
cap.
I don't.
All right, you just come with that whole bibliography about
bibliography, yo. Because I used like, to back yo when I was younger. Yes, me as a man now, I don't cheat.
Yo,
I don't believe
now.
In cheating. I'm a real man.
I like that.
So the thing with me is, the thing with me is, if I feel like I want to cheat, I'm not going to be with you.
Good.
There's That's no good. Point in me being with you if I feel okay. like I want to mess with other women.
All right.
All right.
We agree. So what you could be like in a relationship for a little while and then you'd be like, damn, I'm feeling like I want to cheat.
Nah.
I gotta leave.
See, man, she taking the
I gotta leave.
Let's say the relationship's not going
gotta
good.
Find
let's
my
say
way out.
Let's say not nah, let's say the relationship's not going good. We having issues, we constantly arguing, fighting, you know what I'm saying, having disagreements. At that point, if I feel like I'm like, damn, son, I'm sitting there at that point, I'm looking at other women. You know what I'm saying? I have the urge to talk to other women, I'm not being with you.
Okay.
No. I appreciate, honest to God, I really do appreciate your honesty though, because I feel like you speaking for a lot of men, and a yeah. lot of men don't know how to just say plain and straight like what you're saying. So right. I appreciate the honesty. Yeah, but so, I really wanted to get into a lot of your talents, because I know that you're like multidimensional. You are a songwriter, you're a singer, you're a rapper, you also record yourself.
Yes.
So what is it like when you're like, I know that you draw your inspiration from your life experiences, but how do you actually sit down and make the song? Like, what's the first thing you do?
Honestly, all right. So a lot of the time I just go to the studio and I do melodies. So I'll just do melody tracks and then the words will come to my head. That's what I've been doing for like the past few years. I used to literally sit down and write everything,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really do that anymore. Like I have to, if I'm going to write, like it's like I wrote Nasty. I sat down and I wrote Nasty in the morning, right, 2 hours before my session.
Mm-hmm.
But all my other songs on my EP, I'm pretty much just doing melodies. And then I'm like in the studio, I'm just writing line by line or like I'm still writing, okay. but I'm just writing it to my melodies.
Got you.
Yeah. So that and yeah, honestly, my engineer, I be feeding off of his energy too, because he be like, he's like some singer ass, you know what I mean?
Mm.
He be giving yeah. me ideas. Oh, yeah, he be giving me like ideas, and then when you know how you feed off somebody else's energy, like
yeah.
he'll give me mm-hmm. like he'll do a melody in the microphone, and I'll come up with a whole song off of that one melody. Like, yeah, so that's yeah. Lately, I just been on that, but I used to write
mm-hmm.
all my stuff.
I think that's like such a good point because I feel like a lot of people underestimate how important a good engineer is.
Thanks.
Yes.
They really guide the record. They're doing more than just like recording and like laying tracks down. Like they can really elevate the record.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I just want to give engineers their flowers for that one. Because,
shout out to Bluff, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man's Bluff. Yes. Yeah. Because I never, like I recorded myself for years. So this last year, 2023, I started working with him and my music has, like, if you listen to my catalog, my mm-hmm. music has elevated since I met him because I always knew what to do. But, like, I'm not an engineer. You know what I mean? Like, I record myself and I would record other people for, like, studio time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I would cover sessions. I know how to do the basics. But, like, as far as, like, plugins and mastering, I don't
yeah,
know how
yeah.
to do all that.
I
so
that.
When I went to him, he really, like, showed me what I can do with the things that I was doing off rip. He just took it to another level. Like he'll start reversing stuff and putting fuzz wah and fucking plugins on it that I never even knew, and it just sounds crazy. Like, he just brings my ideas to life, you know?
I love that.
Yeah, it just makes the whole song, honestly. Listen to my backgrounds. That's him.
That's dope.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire. So, listening to your music, right? Like you said, a lot of it is about your ex. You know, like, I listen to a lot of your music, like, it's basically you and your feelings with a lot of your music, right?
Yeah.
I hear, when I listen to your music, Jhené Aiko.
Oh, yeah, I get that sometimes. I like that.
Like, who, you know what I'm saying, with me saying her.
No, she's definitely, like, somebody.
She's somebody that inspires your music?
Yeah, her, Drake. My dad was married to Wyclef's sister, so, like, I was in... in those type of environments, you know, he literally performed at their wedding when I was 6 years old. Right. So, like, yeah, so I have a lot of different music influence, but I would say my heaviest ones is definitely like Drake, Jhené, because these are people who I was listening to from when I was like 13, drive on the bus to school. You know, I went to Dozo, so I would take two buses in the morning. That. Yeah, like, and I, every morning I'm like straight Drake's whole album, like. Drake, Jhené, SZA, when she first came out, I was like 13. She was like Warm Winds and shit. Like, she has sounded totally different. Like, so I feel like these are my inspirations from when I was like younger, and I just carry, you know, I was in the choir too. So it's like, I don't know, I just have a whole bunch of different. And then Biggie plays a big part in my like wordplay. Like, I'm very lyrical. So
music been in your life since day one.
Yeah.
Like, with your parents, everything.
My parents, and I was in the choir. I used to dance when I was younger. I was in like dance school, so I was just always surrounded by music. Yeah, and I played the piano.
Oh wow! So you still play the piano?
Like, no, I don't. Like, I could play by ear, but I don't. Like, I literally forgot all the notes on the piano. Like, I can't read notes or nothing. But if I heard a song right now, like, I could figure it out in like less than an hour.
And
on
feel
the piano.
It out.
Like,
yeah.
So I'm happy she said. Drake. So, who do you think won this battle between Kendrick Lamar?
Any opportunity to to give Drake a prop?
Yeah. Yo, who you think won this battle between Drake and Kendrick Lamar?
Why would you do that to me?
I need you to be honest. That's it. I need you to be on my side. I'm gonna be real with you.
That's what there we go. That's what he really wants. Okay.
Honestly. Like, that song. Kendrick outdid himself with that song, though. Like,
why? Not like us?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, he outdid himself with that song.
You want someone? You wanted honesty? There goes some honesty.
How, though? That shit is a diss.
Because it's like...
now dancing.
He made a hit with a diss, and I feel like that's what Drake did to Pusha. You feel me? And I feel like that's what you're looking for at the end of the day, but it's still like... Nah, Drake did his thing, but it's just like, if we're looking at, like, power, like, as far as, like, what it did... within like social media, the community, like people, I feel like they fuck with that song more.
Okay. So do you think that it put a dent in Drake's career?
No.
No. All right. Thank you so much.
No.
You didn't ask me that question.
I did ask you.
No, I think Drake is untouchable, honestly. But I feel like that's a fire song. I think Drake would even say that's a fire song.
Yeah. Honestly. Absolutely. Yeah. He would. I think so.
He'd probably be dancing in his mansion to that song.
It's so crazy because I was sitting there reading that Drake took down all his diss records towards Kendrick Lamar off his Instagram.
Oh yeah, I seen that too. I got into an argument with somebody over J. Cole like backing out of the whole thing because I don't know, like, I believe in people doing what's right for them, right? Like, spiritually, mentally, like, if something doesn't feel right for you, I just feel like you shouldn't do it. So I feel like they were saying, you know, it's a sucker move. By your face, I could tell you probably thought it was a sucker move too. But
I did too, girl. I won't lie. I won't back down now. I did too.
Yeah, because I feel like, all right, I get it. Because it's like, you know, he came out and said, like he was gonna diss him. You know, like, he put out a track and he took it back, but whatever. I just feel like, nah, but I basically just feel like he made the right decision for himself and, like, I don't know. Look at it. Like, look at what happened between Drake and Kendrick. Like, I feel like it's not just rap. Like, it's deeper than that. Like, it got deeper. He's talking about kids and all this type of weird shit. Yeah, like, molesting, I just feel like.
Yeah, he's talking about some crazy shit.
Yeah, like, I just feel like, I don't know, J. Cole, that's not his body. Like, stay out of that. So I feel like he made the right call. Yeah. Started arguing with somebody.
Nah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm, if me and Drake, if I was J. Cole, let's say me and Drake had a great relationship where we're close, and I'm talking like friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way that I'm going to sit there and turn my back on him. I'm going to stick with him through whatever he's going through. So that's why a lot of people feel some type of way about that whole situation. You know, because you got to understand, he's sitting there talking about the big three.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar switch on him, do a diss record, and then all of a sudden, J. Cole back down. Come on, that don't sound like a sucker move to you?
Oh, I just feel like integrity.
And a lot of things with that, y'all got to remember, Drake helped a lot of their careers.
He did.
No, he did. Really did.
He really did.
Yo, people gonna get mad about this, but yo, it's footage everywhere.
Yes, we all know.
Drake helped their careers, bro. Yeah. Like,
it's true.
That's crazy.
It's true.
It's crazy.
I feel like there's nothing wrong with like a friendly battle, but shit got wicked though.
Yeah.
And I knew it was gonna happen, so I just feel like J. Cole had to know something that we don't know. For you to do that, like, you're not making that move if it's gonna be like a friendly battle. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So
I got one more question. What is some artists that you want to work with, you know, later in the future?
Drake
is the number one artist you want to work with.
Snow Allegra.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Snow's good.
Yeah, I like Snow.
Really talented. Snow
Allegra, Drake. Honestly. Really, all I got on the top of my head right now. Drake. But I would really work with anybody nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would really work with anybody nice. Like, if I like the song, I like the song.
Yeah.
I don't discriminate. I just don't be liking a lot of songs.
Nah, I feel you.
What's one song that you really like right now?
What are you talking about as far as rap or R&B?
Any song.
Damn. I gotta look at my phone.
I feel that. Oh, God. Like, nobody really stood out to her, guys.
Like, that's bad.
Yeah.
Nah, but like I said, I could see her. I see her working with. I want to see her do something with Janae Aiko. Because I like their styles together. Like, she reminds me so much of her with her music.
I think Mariah the Science, you know who that is, right?
Yes, I know
Mariah. I feel like that would be a dope collab.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, they balance each other out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, like, similar voice cadences, too.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Definitely. So, what is the next level you want to go to with your music?
I want to write for people. So, I'm having an EP release party on June 14th. I'm about to drop an EP. It's called What Else? I have tickets for y'all, by the way.
No, dope.
Oh, my God, let me give it to you now.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
But my next step is to, like, I want people to hear what I got going on, and, like, I want to start collabing with people. I want to start writing for artists, because I could really, like, I have a bunch of songs in my catalog, different genres, and I could really, like, write for anybody, for real. So mm-hmm.
That's what's up. I never... Really, you know, say I heard somebody say that they want to be behind the scenes and write be a writer. So do you just want to be behind the scenes, or you want to be your own artist as well?
I mean, I know that's what comes with it. Like, my music is fire. So, yeah. Like, I know that, like, once I keep building my catalog and being consistent, like, my shit is going to take off, whatever. Like, but that's not, like, my main priority, you know? Like, I'm not looking for spotlight or nothing. Like,
but you're, like, a real creative.
Yeah, like, yeah. I just want to create. Like, I literally just want to, like, travel and create. I want to live in the islands with coconuts and animals and my own setup and just be free in the sun. That's really what I want. And, like, just make residual income through other people, you know? Like,
that's fire.
And then, obviously, I would get my music. I would love to do shows and stuff like that, but it's, like, that's, like, my main thing is, like, a party next door type of vibe. Like,
mm-hmm. Fire.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That sounds nice.
So let us know, let the audience know, like, where they could find your music, you know, Instagram, TikTok, yeah. Everything.
All right, my name is Deja Chanel. You can find my music on all streaming platforms, and my Instagram is Day the God.
All right. Yo, definitely was a pleasure having you
yes.
here.
Yes.
Thank you for stopping by.
We are definitely going to be here at our EP release party.
Yes. What else?
Is it at? It's on Prestige Palace Bar and Lounge in Merrick on Merrick Road. Yo, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So y'all already know what it is, the Money Trail Podcast.
Insane money music.